afternoon, a blustery day here at the midpoint of January, and I say good afternoon as the Dort Defenders get set to take on the Jamestown Jimmies in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. The Defenders come in with a 9-4 conference mark. Jamestown is 6-6. These teams met back in December with Dort prevailing. Dort looking for the season sweep in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this evening, this afternoon into this evening, and we're glad that you could join us. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. First of all, for the Jimmies and Thad Sankey, the head coach, they're 3-3 in their last six games. Lost their last two games by a combined 7 points. Hannah DeMars is scoring 20.1 points per game with 8.6 rebounds, and she converts 47.4% of her field goals. Kaya Tower is tossing in 13.3 points per game, and Audrey Radikowski's scoring average is 10.4. Noelle Josephson is good for 9.1 points per game, and she is grabbing 5.6 rebounds per outing. Jamestown is scoring 70 points per game. They allow 62.9. They have a slight 38.9 to 38.3 rebounding edge. Strength is in their guard court. Jamestown also outshoots opponents from the field, 41.4 to 36.2 in terms of field goal shooting percentage. Jimmies also have a 105 made three-point baskets through 15 games, while foes have made 77. Very good on the defensive perimeter is Jamestown. For the Dort Defenders, 9-4 in the GPAC, 10-6 overall. They are coached by Bill Harmson. They have won 5 in a row and 8 of their last 9. Dort's outscoring teams 72.8 to 66.4. They out-rebound teams 45.4 to 34.4. Dort is converting 40.2% of its field goals while allowing teams to make 38.2%. Dort also has made 33.3% of its three-point shots while opponents have made 32.2%. Ashton Verbeek is scoring 14.6 points per game while grabbing 10 rebounds per contest, and she is making 47% of her field goal attempts. She's averaging 2.4 assists. Erica Feenster is good for 13.3 points per game. Bailey Beckman adds 12.7. Feenster takes away 5.5 rebounds. And Beckman has handed out 2.7 assists per game. She leads the team with 22 steals. Carly Gustafson adds 9.2 points per game, and she makes 51% of her field goals. She takes in 6.2 rebounds, while Maya Shimolaski and Bailey Tetzloff add 5.6 and 5.4 points per game, respectively. Tetzloff has a team-high 17 steals. Jordan Winterfeld has 15. Dort beat Mount Marty on Saturday by a final of 90-46. Ashton Verbeek had 18 points, 13 rebounds. Jamestown had a 35-27 lead on Saturday over Concordia at halftime, but the Bulldogs came back with a 24-10 advantage in the third quarter, ended up with a 67-61 win for the Bulldogs. Macy Savala had a team-high 15 points. Tower added 13. Jamestown was 11 of 22 from three-point line to keep itself in the game. When these two teams met back in December, it was a 21-10 second quarter advantage for the Defenders. They went on to win 81-64. They led 20-17 after one quarter. Jamestown got as close as 4 in the third quarter, but Dort quickly ballooned the lead to 16 and was never challenged in the final quarter of that contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort Defenders, they will start number 2, Erica Feenster, a 6-foot senior from Hall, Iowa. She is averaging 13.3 points per game. Number 11 is Bailey Tetzloff, a 5'10 senior from Brookings, South Dakota, averaging 5.4 points per game. Bailey Beckman wears number 13. She's a 5'5 sophomore from Panora, Iowa, averaging 12.7 points per contest. Jordan Winterfeld wears number 21. She's a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.3 points per game. And Ashton Verbeek wears number 25. She's a 6'2 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.6 points per game. For the Jimmies, they will start number 1, Kaya Tower, a 5'6 sophomore from Big Fork, Minnesota, averaging 13.3 points per game. Hannah DeMars is a 5'11 sophomore from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, averaging 20.1 points per game. Number 3 is Noelle Josephson, a 5'9 junior from Ramsey, Minnesota. She is averaging 9.1 points per contest. Emma Storr wears number 12, and she is a 5'8 senior from Woodbury, Minnesota, Woodbury, North Dakota, averaging 6 points per game. And finally, number 41 is Audrey Radikowski, a 6-foot freshman from Dickinson, North Dakota, averaging 10.4 points per game. Let's take a break and be back with the opening tap right after this. Don't anticipate a nearly capacity crowd of the 500 people that we are were planning on, give or take. Hopefully we see some students in the gym tonight. First time the Dort students have been back on campus en masse since before the Thanksgiving holiday. So good to see the students back as classes began once again today. The Dort defenders are in their white jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed in black, while the Jimmies are in their black jerseys, white numbers and lettering, and they are trimmed in orange. Women's basketball from last night, it was Morningside defeating Briar Cliffs 76-69. Northwestern defeated Dakota Wesleyan 66-46. Hastings, a winner over Doan, 88-54. Concordia over Mount Marty, 94-62. And it was Midland over the College of St. Mary, 72-61. The officials for today's contest, John Garrow, Marlon Schoenhoven, and Jacob Trerwiller, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, a veteran crew here this evening at the DeWitt Gym. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Erica Feenstra set to jump it up for the defenders against Radikowski for the Jimmies. And here we go with the basketball. Opening tap controlled by the defenders and Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman with it. Picks up her dribble. Hands it off to Winterfeld. Comes back out front to Verbeek. Throws it into the corner. Winterfeld 20 to shoot for the defenders on their first possession of the contest. With the basketball, Verbeek driving. Kick out pass Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the lane. Throws it over to Tetzloff. Now Beckman 10 to shoot. Comes back to Tetzloff. Has Feenster open in the corner. She lets fly with a triple. Off the heel. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Josephson. Josephson with the basketball. She hands it off to Kaya Tower. Tower to Radikowski. Back to Tower. Tower. Josephson. Josephson. Nothing there. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Drive into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the rebound. She brings it into the front court. Nobody stops her. She pulls up at the 17-foot mark. Throws it over to Beckman. Beckman, three. Missed. No good. And the rebound is taken away by DeMars. DeMars with the basketball on the right-hand side. Picks up her dribble. She passes it to Tower. Around the horn they go. Throw it down low to Radikowski. Radikowski facing up against Verbeek. Puts it up, blocked by Verbeek as she challenges the shot. Picks up the dribble. Throws it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court. Angling off to the right side. We're scoreless. Pass right corner over to Feenstra. Feenstra swings it out front. Tetzloff. Into the left corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Reverses it. Baseline jumper. Short corner. No good by Verbeek. And the defenders with good shots just can't get them to fall here in the early going. We're about 2 minutes into the contest and we're scoreless. Drive into the lane with the left hand on the spin move is Tower. And Tower with the two-point basket. And the defenders trail it 2-0. In the lane, jumper in and out by Beckman, and the rebound cleared by Radikowski. Radikowski to DeMars. DeMars goes right-hand side to Storr. Storr, cross-court pass, dangerous pass, picked up by Tower. Tower throws it right side, back to DeMars, taken away by Tetzloff. Ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Player behind her, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back. Trailing 2-0 are the defenders. Dort throwing it in just in front of the Jamestown bench. Winterfeld, left side, Verbeek. Verbeek squares up, three, left wing, good. Ashton Verbeek with the three-point bucket, and the defenders lead it 3-2. Dort's on the board, right side pass, Josephson. Josephson gives it up in the lane to Radikowski. Radikowski shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek, long pass into the front court, and it's tapped away by DeMars. DeMars taps it out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. New player checking in for Jamestown. Savala checking out is Storr. Throwing it in is Beckman for the defenders near the baseline corner. They get it in. Here's Winterfeld with it back. Winterfeld on the left wing, comes back to Beckman. Dort with a 3-2 lead. Reversal, left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, crossover, Verbeek. Kick out pass, Beckman, 12 to shoot. Beckman into the lane, and we've got a travel called against Bailey Beckman. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Jamestown Jimmies. While the rest of the league played their games last night, Jamestown, the women from here are traveling on to Omaha, Nebraska, where they will play the College of St. Mary Flames Saturday. Left side drive is Tower. Tower in the lane. Her short jumper, no good. Rebound, Beckman, and Beckman is undercut on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Tower. That's number one on her. Team foul number one as well on the Jimmies. And Dort will have the basketball. Tower shaken up on the play. Tower seems to be favoring that right knee. As she got in underneath Beckman, she'll try to walk it off. She's a critical part of this Jamestown team. And favoring that right knee, not sure if she just simply banged it hard on the floor on the way down. Sienna Stamnes over to Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson, nothing there. Cut off on the elbow. Cross-court pass taken away. Here's Josephson. Josephson with a head full of steam. Gets going downhill. Her shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back. Gustafson inbounds to Beckman. Chmielewski and Stamnes on the floor along with Verbeek and Beckman. Gustafson goes left side. So Dort going to three new players at the last break. Gustafson crosses over, flips it up off a glass against Josephson. And Gustafson gives Dort a 5-2 advantage. Dort will have the advantage in the post. The strength of the Jamestown team is at guard. They give it up right side Tower. Tower passes right side. Short jumper from the corner. Radikowski from about 12 feet on the baseline. And she knocks it down. Dort leads 5-4. With the basketball, Verbeek throws it over to Gustafson. Chmielewski, three ball, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Radikowski. Radikowski gives it up Josephson. Josephson, right-hand side, Savala. Savala back over to Josephson. They feed it down low, Radikowski. Radikowski puts it up, blocked by Verbeek, but the rebound, Jamestown. Savala back to Josephson. Josephson, Tower, Tower. Driving right side off the glass over the top of Beckman. Good. Tower with two field goals, and Jamestown reestablishes the lead at 6-5. Gustafson shot with the left hand, able to get around Radikowski, but unable to finish it. And here comes Jamestown as we approach the midpoint of the first quarter. On the left hand side with it is DeMars. DeMars Josephson. Josephson shot blocked by Gustafson. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Ashton across the timeline throws it right side Beckman. Beckman on the wing. Beckman comes back over to Verbeek. Verbeek high post. Gustafson back to Beckman. Beckman three. Yes. Beckman with the 3-point basket. Dort leads 8-6. Jamestown coming back the other way quickly. Tower. Tower in between the circles out front. Tower works it in against Beckman. Hesitates. Top of the key. Hands it off to DeMars. DeMars with a pass down low, Radikowski working against Verbeek. Radikowski, nothing there, reverses it back outside to Josephson. Josephson, left side Tower, five to shoot. Tower drives in, has it poked away, picks it up, jumps it underneath into a wide open Radikowski, and Dort was 1 second away from a shot clock violation. Instead, Radikowski gets free for a cheap one underneath, and now the defenders for the basketball. Gustafson. Passes out front. Stamnes, right side, Gustafson. Gustafson, baseline jumper is good. So Gustafson with the 2-point basket. Dort reestablishes a 10-8 lead. Jamestown wants a set play from the bench. They pass Savala. Savala gives it up. Josephson. Josephson driving in, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Josephson. Gets the 2-point bucket to go. We're tied at 10, our second tie of the game. Chmielewski outside Gustafson. Straight on three. Hangs on the rim and falls through. Skipped around and finally fell through for Gustafson. She's got 7, and the defender lead is 13-10. Jamestown basketball. Left side, Savala. Savala looking. Gives it up to Tower. Tower with basketball. Tower driving in with the left hand, and Tower in among the trees, the 5'6 guard gets the bucket to go with the left hand. It's 13-12. Right side it goes Chmielewski. Chmielewski, Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Gustafson on the elbow. Gustafson muscles it up and has it stripped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort gets the ball back. Verbeek and Beckman will check out of the game. Feenstra and Winterfeld are back in. Chmielewski, Gustafson, and Stamnis stay on the floor. Ball's inbounded to Feenstra, left baseline. They get it up front, Stamnis. Stamnis for the basketball, right side Feenstra. Comes back, Stamnis. Stamnis gives it up underneath for Feenstra, and a reach-in called against Josephson. If I remember correctly, Josephson worked herself into a little bit of foul trouble the first time these two teams met. See how tonight develops. That's her first. Feenstra, Gustafson. Gustafson, free throw line. Gustafson for the defenders. Over to Stamnis. Three, too strong, no good. Rebound, Chmielewski. Chmielewski in traffic off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Corey Hickman. Hickman gives it up to Mars. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Feenstra. Now we've got a jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown has it. It'll be Jamestown with the basketball. Dort controlled the opening tap. So Jamestown throwing it in. They get it in over the top. Josephson chases it down for the Jimmies. She comes back over to Store. Store to DeMars. DeMars with a path to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play by Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Carly. Team foul number one against the defenders in this quarter. It's been a fast-moving first quarter of play. We've got 2:12 remaining in the first period. Dort leading 13 to 12. Two free throws on the way for DeMars, a 74% free throw shooter. First one is up and through. She and Tower form a backcourt tandem, just sophomores. Second free throw is up and good as well, so DeMars makes both free throws. First free throw attempt for either team. And the Jimmies grab a 14-13 lead. Right side, Macy Nielsen. Nielsen out front. Feenstra. Feenstra straight on three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. DeMars, Store, left side. And they feed it to Hickman. Hickman with the basketball. Right side, back to Store. Store driving in. Store gives it up out front. And we have a hold called on Sienna Stamnis on the drive by Steyer. And for Stamnis, that is foul number one for the junior from Rochester, Minnesota. Inbounding, DeMars. She throws it in to Store. Store, DeMars. DeMars on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Feenstra defending Hickman. Hickman to the right elbow. Stops. Comes back. And we've got a loose basketball now picked up by the Jimmies. Left side pass, three on the way, good. Three-pointer from the left wing by Emma Store, and the defenders trail 17-13. Pass left side, Stamnis. Stamnis for the basketball. Stamnis to Feenstra. Feenstra, Gustafson. Gustafson for the basketball. Trying to feed it underneath, and it's taken away, intended for Feenstra. Here comes DeMars downhill. Shot no good. Rebound from the left side of the hoop. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gets it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets away from two defensive players who took a poke at it. Stamnis drives into the lane. She has it poked away from behind. And here comes Jamestown. Right side it goes DeMars. DeMars stops on the right elbow, on the right wing. She goes back out front, spinning it to Store. Store, spin move. Underneath, puts it up, and she's going to be called for traveling. So a travel violation called against the Jimmies. Will go back the other way. Dort basketball. So Dort inbounding the basketball. Beckman brings it up the floor. Dort down by four. Verbeek to Nielsen. Nielsen back to Beckman. Beckman with a three to her credit tonight. Gives it off to Verbeek. Dort trailing 17-13. Spinning to the baseline. Jumper on the turnaround is Verbeek from the left side of the lane, and the defenders trail 17-15. Jimmies will hold for the final shot of the quarter if they can. Tower out front. Dort with fouls to give. Tower driving in with the left hand. Gets it to go, and she's fouled. It's a tough move, and Tower made it look relatively easy. She's got a free throw on the way. Trying to make it a five-point lead with 5.8 seconds left to go in the quarter. Jimmy shooting pretty well from the floor here to start the contest as well. They have converted 50% of their field goals. Free throw no good. Rebound Verbeek and a foul on the play called against Radikowski. Radikowski whistled for the personal with 5.2 seconds remaining in the quarter. Beckman gets the inbounds pass. Three, she's across half court. Stops, feeds the trailer. Verbeek's desperation three, off the mark, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Jamestown 19, Dort 15. We'll be back with the second quarter of play right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment.
Here we live between big city and small town, but we don't do anything halfway. We play in a community that's safe for families while providing our kids big city opportunities. We work in a place proud of its rural history that's already writing its future in science and technology. This is a place where we love our neighbors and where a small town is more like a big family. Sioux Center, live life in the middle of everything.
This is the Dort Media Network student-produced live stream broadcast in conjunction with the Dort University Communication Department. If your business would like to support the Dort Media Network, become a business sponsor. Please email richlodewick@dort.edu for more information. Thank you for watching, and go Defenders.
It will be Dort basketball as we resume play here. 19-15 our score. Defenders down by four as the second quarter begins. So far the Jimmies taking advantage of a good shooting night. They're 50%. Defenders are 6 for 16 thus far. Riley Van Holsen over the basketball out front. Tries to find Albrecht. Does off the deflection. Comes back over to Beckman. Beckman 3 off the mark. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Tower. Tower with the basketball. Tower in the backcourt. Working it up against Albrecht. She passes left side. Savala. Savala gives it back to Tower. Tower with the ball. Chance for Jamestown to build on a four-point lead. They give it off to Josephson. Josephson back to Tower. Tower looking underneath. Josephson. Two players around her. Feeds it back outside. Three on the way. Short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Van Holsen. Van Holsen to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman goes left side. Albrecht. Albrecht to Tetzloff. Tetzloff into the corner. Van Holsen. Van Holsen underneath Tetzloff. Kick out Beckman. Beckman. Doesn't like the three, instead takes it into the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good, and a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. That foul's going to go on Tetzloff, and that's number one on Bailey Tetzloff. Team foul number one on the defenders here in the second quarter. Dort trailing 19-15. 8:55 remaining. Well, the basketball is Tower, and Tower throws it up the floor, and we've got another foul called on Beckman, and that's number two on her. I beg your pardon, on Tetzloff. That's number two on Tetzloff. So number two on Tetzloff, bringing the basketball up. Jamestown stopping. DeMars, pull up, 10, good. Hannah DeMars with 4 points. Dort trails 15-21. So a 21-15 advantage for the Jimmies. Albrecht into the lane, has it poked away. Coming back the other way is Tower. Tower with a left hand. Good. Kaya Tower with a 2-point bucket. She's got 10 already. And the defenders trail 23-15. 6 unanswered by the Jimmies. Left side pass, Tetzloff. Tetzloff gives it up. Shemileski in traffic. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jamestown. Josephson. Left side pass. Three on the way by the left-hander. No good. Missed by Savala. And here come the defenders. Beckman up the floor quickly. Beckman stops on the right wing. Dort down 8, 23-15. Shemileski. Ball over ahead. Looks down low. Throws right side Beckman. Beckman pull up from 15 on the right baseline. No good. Tap attempt by the defenders. No good. Outlet pass ahead to Savala. Savala stops on the right wing. Feeds the trailer. Radakowski. Radakowski layup good. Radakowski makes it a 10-point lead for the Jimmies. This is an 8-point run by Jamestown since it was 17-15 near the end of the first quarter, that is. Jamestown doing what they want right now, getting out in transition. We talked about the guards being the strength of this team. So far it has been. Jamestown leads it 25-15. Back with more after this.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by People's Insurance. People's Insurance wants to provide you with experience, value, and selection for all your insurance needs. You can call Blake Kruger or Lisa Dykstra at People's Insurance in Sioux Center, 722-0101. People's Insurance, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Leicester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort University and Defender Athletics.
Well, the defenders will need to chip away now, trailing 25-15. With the basketball is Verbeek. Verbeek, 12-footer, left side of the lane, shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Josephson. Josephson for the basketball. Josephson gives it up. DeMars, right side Josephson. She puts up a three, missed it, no good. And the rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek over to Nielsen. Nielsen brings the ball across the timeline. Nielsen picks up her dribble. Gives it back over to Gustafson. Gustafson right side Nielsen. Nielsen for the basketball. Nielsen, Verbeek. Verbeek left side of the three-point circle on the wing. Comes back. Baseline jumper. Feenstra, 15-footer. Good. Erica Feenstra with her first 2 points tonight. And the defenders trail 25-17. Jamestown basketball picking up the dribble. They throw it left side over to Tower. Tower with the ball. Tower gives it up to Savala. Savala back to Tower. Tower right side, DeMars. DeMars hasn't gotten going offensively yet. She feeds Radakowski. Baseline jumper missed, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders and Gustafson. Gustafson gives it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up her dribble. Passes left side, Nielsen. Nielsen, Feenstra out front, Gustafson. Gustafson puts it on the deck one time, twice. Now gives it back over to Winterfeld. Runner from the baseline, missed it, no good. Rebound out and kick out pass. Nielsen, three, in and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Radakowski. Radakowski with the rebound. Outlet pass, and DeMars brings it up the floor. She passes left side to Savala. Savala to Tower. Tower, Josephson. Josephson, baseline jumper, easy shot, good. Noelle Josephson with 4 points, and the defenders trail by 10, 27-17. 5:40 left to play, first half. Gustafson with it out front after she loses the handle, tries to pass it off to Verbeek, and it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by the defender, by Jamestown. It'll be defender basketball. Verbeek will check out of the ball game. I believe Tetzloff checked in for the defenders. Winterfeld with it out front. Jamestown on defense. Gustafson feeds it inside Feenstra. Feenstra, two players around her, tries to throw it through the double team. And it's taken away by DeMars. DeMars with it on the left side. Comes back over to Josephson. Right side Tower. Tower, three, missed, no good. But a long rebound comes out to Storr. Storr drives in, missed it, no good, but a foul underneath. Called against the defenders. Foul charge to Jordan Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for her first personal. Team foul number three on the defenders. Emma Storr, a 74% free throw shooter, will step to the charity stripe. So far, Dort has scored just 2 points here in the first 4:47 of this second quarter. Another free throw on the way for Storr. This one's up and down as well. Storr with five. Defenders trail 29-17. Winterfeld dribbles to the sideline. Now comes back middle of the floor. Feenster reverses Nielsen. Nielsen three, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra, and Feenstra hits the ball a floor hard. And that foul's charged on Tower. That's the second time Tower has gotten underneath a player on a rebound. So she just got called for her second personal foul. She's going to check out of the ball game. Feenstra comes up none the worse for wear. Throwing the ball in will be Nielsen. Nielsen triggering. Nielsen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives in, draws some contact, no call made. Rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball on the rebound. Alternating possession. It's Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown with the basketball. We're past the midpoint of the second quarter. Hickman passes right side. They throw it down low. It's taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, left side Winterfeld, and it's tapped away on the cross-court pass by DeMars. It will be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Albrecht, Beckman, Stamnes, Gustafson, and Feenstra. Throw right corner, Stamnes. Stamnes with the basketball. Stamnes, Gustafson, Gustafson back to Stamnes. Siena three, good. Siena with the three-point bucket. Her first points. Dort trails 29-20. 4:20 remaining here in the first half. DeMars passes left side to Hickman. Hickman driving in, and the shot is blocked away by Feenstra. It will be Jamestown basketball off the block shot. 4:12 left to play. First half, defenders trail by 9. Let's see if they can chip away at what has been as much as a 12-point lead. Get this down to a little more manageable difference before halftime. Lots of basketball to be played yet. DeMars gets a ball screen, working against Beckman, picks up her dribble, passes left side Savala, and a hand check called on the play against Albrecht. Albrecht whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number four already on the defenders. Next foul puts Jamestown at the free throw line. Jamestown, by comparison, has some fouls to give yet on defense. Shot no good as DeMars leaned in. Rebound to Feenstra. Here's Beckman in transition. Right side pass. Verbeek, three, missed, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Radikowski, that's number two on her. That was one of those fouls that Jamestown had to give. They've got another two that they can commit before Dort goes to the free throw line. Dort has not shot a free throw yet. Jamestown, they've been there twice for two free throws each time. They also missed on a three-point play. So they call a travel on a spin move against Verbeek. With it out front is Hickman. Hickman on the right-hand side. Feeds it underneath. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play by Hannah DeMars. That's foul number one on DeMars. Team foul number three against Jamestown. And coming back the other way will be the defenders and Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman to Verbeek. Verbeek on the right corner. Stamnes, three ball, missed it, too strong, no good. And the rebound is out long, taken away by DeMars. DeMars with the basketball. DeMars heads up the floor. DeMars stops at the free throw line. Puts up a 12-footer, left it short, no good. And the rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek back over to Stamnes. Stamnes with the basketball. Stamnes, right side Beckman. Beckman, three-pointer, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown coming back the other way. Josephson. Josephson, long pass ahead. Shot no good. Rebound kick out DeMars. DeMars, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound controlled by the defenders. Here comes Beckman in transition. Beckman with it, and Beckman's going to be called for traveling as she tries to come to a stop. So Beckman gets whistled for a travel violation. as she tried to come to a stop in transition. Dort still down 9, 29-20. Shemileski and Albrecht putting some pressure on in the backcourt. Jamestown picking it up, bringing it across the timeline. They feed it left side, Savala. Savala to Store. Store driving in, throws the bounce pass, and an easy bucket for Hickman. Hickman with a two-point basket. Dort trails 31-20. With a basketball, Shemileski feed it underneath Ben Halsen. Ben Halsen's pass deflected. Now jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball with 2 minutes left to go here in the first half. On the ball then will be Shemileski. Shemileski gets the ball inbounded. Albrecht. Albrecht underneath, and she spun to the hoop. She's fouled on the play. Savala whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. And free throws on the way for Hillary Albrecht as Dort tries to bring it back to a single-digit ball game, trailing right now 31-20. Albrecht's first free throw is short, no good. Albrecht, 3 of 10 now from the free throw line this season. Second free throw is up, skips out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball in the backcourt, and a blocking foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Albrecht. Albrecht whistled for foul number two. And will shoot free throws on the other way, and with Josephson shooting two. Dort trailing 31-20, pending two free throws. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Josephson. Josephson with five. And she converts this free throw. She's got six. And the defenders trail 33-20. Now Jamestown, a great start to this contest, holding Dort well below their season average for scoring through nearly a half of basketball. Gustafson underneath, puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Josephson. Oh, they call it on Savala, beg your pardon. So Savala whistled for foul number two. Gustafson will go to the free throw line. So both free throws up and down for Gustafson. Dort trails 33-22 on the left-hand side with it. Give it up to Hickman. Ball's on the floor. Gustafson forces a tie-up. It'll be a jump ball, alternating possession. It is Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown maintains possession of it. Jimmy's throw it in. This is Store. Store to Savala. Savala to Store. Store out front. Now Savala. Savala. Pass deflected. Taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Feeds Stamness. Stamness driving in, and Stamness is going to be called for traveling. Turnover by the defenders. Well, a couple of things have reared their head tonight so far. One is Jamestown, while they've cooled off a little bit from the field, they're at 40% now. Dort is at 27%. But turnovers, the defenders have committed 8, while Jamestown has committed just 3. Winterfeld takes a stab at a steal, missed it. Throw it underneath, kick out pass, Store. Store at the top of the key. Store comes back right side, Savala. Savala sends one up, shot no good. Rebound cleared, out front, Store. Store to DeMars. DeMars with the basketball, 16 to shoot, now 15. DeMars, right side, Store. Store driving in. Comes back over to Josephson, and she splashes it in from three. Left wing jumper for Josephson, and the defenders trail 36-22. Underneath it goes to Feenstra. Feenstra stripped on the way up. Jamestown comes away with it, and now the Jimmies will come back the other way, leading by 14. No hold for the final shot. of the half. DeMar setting the offense for Jamestown. Jamestown with it on the right-hand side, 10 to shoot. Dort allowing Jamestown to run the clock down. Josephson out front, gets around her defender, kicks it out of bounds, though, as she drives. And now the defenders will have the basketball, length of the floor to go, 2.7 seconds up to go in the half. Gustafson gets it to Winterfeld, over to Stamness. Stamness up the floor, and Dort unable to get a shot off. Dort is outscored in that quarter, 17-7, and the Jimmies increase the lead from 4-14 in the process. Jamestown leads at halftime, 36-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Jamestown leads Dort 36-22 at halftime. Women's college basketball, and for the defenders, it boils down to this. 8 of 30 from the floor. That's not going to get it done. And the defenders, 4 of 16 from the arc. That means they are just 4 of 14 inside the circle as well. 2 for 4 on free throws. The defenders getting out rebounded as well, 23-20. And turnovers, Dort has committed 10. Jamestown has committed 5. All of those numbers, not surprising. The defenders are down by double figures after getting outscored 17-7 in the second quarter. The defenders are led by Carly Gustafson with 9 points. You take away her 3-for-4 field goal shooting. Dort is just 5 of 26. 5 points for Ashton Verbeek thus far. 3 for Bailey Beckman. 2 for Erica Feenstra. 3 for Sienna Stamness for their total of 22. For the Jimmies, 10 for Tower, 9 for Josephson, 6 for Radikowski, 5 by Storr, 4 for DeMars, and 2 for Corey Hickman. Tower with 3 rebounds. Radikowski has a team-high 5. For the defenders, Verbeek has 7, and Erica Feenstra has 4. 2 assists for Jordan Winterfeld, 2 assists for Tower, Storr, and Savala for the Jimmies. Jamestown leads it, 36-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second half of play from the DeWitt right after this. We are at halftime. The defenders trailing, and time for the defenders to go to work, start chipping away at this difference. And for the Jimmies, they enjoy a 14-point lead. Now, they led Concordia at halftime as well this past Saturday. And then Concordia used a big third quarter to take control of the game. Now I don't expect a huge turnaround with a 14-point deficit in one quarter alone, but let's see if the defenders can start cutting into it and make this a ball game by the fourth quarter. Pass goes right side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff for the basketball, right side, Verbeek. Verbeek with it into the lane, off balance shot, no good. Rebound cleared by the Jimmies. Jimmies for the basketball. Pass goes right side, DeMars. DeMars shot blocked. Rebound cleared, Radikowski. Radikowski in the lane. It hangs on the rim and falls through. Audrey Radikowski with a two-point bucket. Dort trails 38-22. With the basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, baseline, gives it up. Beckman on the right wing. Beckman with the basketball, back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it, feeds it inside. Feenstra, they bring the double team. She reverses it back to Winterfeld. She travels. Travel violation charged to the defenders as she came to a stop, did Winterfeld. Defenders trail by 16, 38-22. 9 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Jamestown basketball, Josephson. Josephson with it on the right-hand side. Josephson passes it left side over to DeMars. DeMars with the basketball, Radikowski. Radikowski in the lane. Her turnaround missed it, no good, but the offensive rebound for Tower. Tower comes back right side, DeMars. DeMars with the basketball. DeMars puts it up, blocked by Verbeek. Out of bounds, it will be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown will have it. 12 seconds. They throw the ball in over the top, finding Emma Storr. Storr with the basketball. They feed it underneath Radikowski. Radikowski down to the baseline, and she is called for a double dribble. Double dribble, the call against Radikowski. 38-22, our score. Pass comes across the timeline. Right side, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman comes back out front. Has it Tetzloff. Tetzloff. Now they come back to Verbeek. Verbeek baseline jumper. Good. Ashton Verbeek with 7 points, averaging 14.6 points per game. Defenders trail by 14. Ball's down on the floor on the other end. And now we've got a push called against the Jimmies and DeMars. That's foul number two on Hannah DeMars. So Dort inbounding the basketball. Ashton Verbeek will throw it in on the sideline. Verbeek gets it in to Winterfeld. Winterfeld takes it across half court. Winterfeld passes over to Beckman. Beckman to Tetzloff. Tetzloff left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing. Comes back to Feenstra. Now left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner, Verbeek. Verbeek three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound, Tetzloff, and Tetzloff is fouled on the rebound. That foul goes against Josephson. That's number two on Josephson. Team foul number two against the Jimmies in this quarter. Dort is inbounding, throwing it in. Beckman. Beckman gets it in over the top. Ball deflected. Take it away, and Josephson comes away with it. Josephson passes it off, and a travel. No, we're going to have a charge called on the Jimmies. That's going to go on Emma Storr. That's number one on Storr. So Storr whistled for the charge. Dort gets the basketball back. Comes back to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Feenstra. Feenstra with it. Gives it underneath. The turnaround on the elbow by Verbeek. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by James, by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown basketball bringing the ball up is Tower. Tower across half court. 7:20 remaining in the third. On the right-hand side with it, Jamestown and Storr. This is Tower. Tower driving in. Nothing there. And Verbeek ends up with the basketball on the baseline. And I believe we have to have a recall on the shot clock. They'll get it reset to 13. That's where it was when the shot occurred. That did not draw iron. So they get it at 13. It'll be Dort basketball. They throw it in over the top. This is Josephson. Josephson comes back to Tower. Tower loses it. Picks it back up. Now regains the dribble. Six to shoot. Five. Tries to pass it off to Radikowski. Ball is still loose. Josephson chases it into the backcourt. We have a shot clock violation against Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort never gained possession of it. And now the defenders will have the basketball back, trailing by 14. 6:52 remaining here in the third period. Inbounding the basketball. Dort still down 14. That's what they were down by when the half began. Left side pass goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld skips it right side. Beckman. Beckman three. Good. Bailey Beckman with the three. She's got six. Defenders trail by 11. 38-27. Nearly stolen away by Tetzloff on the gamble. They throw it into the corner. Josephson answering no. And a rebound. And trying to put it up was Macy Savala. And Savala is fouled on the play by Winterfeld. So Winterfeld draws the personal foul. That's number two on her. And throwing the ball in, the Jimmies, they get it in over the top. Tower, Tower, Radikowski, shot blocked from behind by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball, Dort down 11. Into the front court, Beckman. Beckman picks up the dribble, back to Verbeek. Three-pointer straight on, good. Ashton Verbeek with a three-pointer from straight on, and the defenders trail 38-30. Timeout on the floor, charge to Jamestown with 6:08 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Well, this is as close as Dort has been since early in the second quarter when they were down by 8 at 23-15. Trail now 38-30, and it's Jamestown basketball. Jamestown throwing it in. Length of the floor in front of them. 6:08 left in the third period. Bringing the basketball into the front court will be Tower. Tower had the hot hand early on. She had 10 in the first half, 8 in the first quarter. Driving is DeMars. DeMars drives in. And DeMars is going to be called for a travel on the spin move. It'll be Dort basketball back, trailing by 8, 38-30. Bringing the basketball up is Beckman. Beckman with the ball. Beckman throws it left side, Verbeek. Verbeek to Stamnis. Stamnis, Gustafson. Gustafson left side, Stamnis. Stamnis on the wing. Skip pass right side, Chmielewski. Drives in, puts it up, draws the contact, and she is fouled. Foul goes on Radakowski. That's her third. Chmielewski will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Chmielewski got it in the corner and took it hard to the basket. Chmielewski, first free throw, off the heel, no good. Chmielewski is a 68% free throw shooter. She has another one coming, trying to make it a 7-point game. This one's up and down. So Chmielewski makes one of two. Defenders trail 38-31. Into the front court, Tower. Tower with the basketball, Savala. Savala, right side, back to DeMars. DeMars with it. DeMars puts it up from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, the defenders have outscored Jamestown 9-2 to start the third period. Defenders have trailed by as many as 16. That was at 38-22. They're on a 9-0 run right now. Left side pass, Stamnis, Feenstra, back to Stamnis. Out front, Gustafson, and Gustafson's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against the defenders out front, and Jamestown will get the basketball back with 15-12 remaining in the half. 38-31, our score. They go high post, Josephson, guarded there by Feenstra. Puts it up in traffic with the left-hand drive. It's Josephson. She's got 11. That ends the drought. Dort trails 40-31. It was a 9-0 run by the defenders. Let's see if they can put together another run now. Gustafson goes left side. Into the corner, Stamnis. Three on the way. Beckman good. Bailey Beckman with 9 points, and the defenders trail 40-34. With it on the right-hand side, Tower. She goes back to Josephson. Josephson, Tower. Tower with the basketball. 4:34 remaining. And she gets the spin move, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is DeMars, and DeMars tips it out of bounds after the missed shot. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back, trailing by 6. 4:25 left to go in the third period. Beckman with the basketball. Dort will go to a set play here, it appears. Beckman passes right side, Chmielewski, high post, Gustafson. Gustafson driving in, and they're going to call a charge on Gustafson. Gustafson called for her personal foul, a second personal foul, called for a charge. And a bang-bang play where the defenders end up with Gustafson picking up her second personal foul in the process. With the basketball, Josephson. Josephson goes left side, comes back out front to Storr. Storr with it, uses upper dribble, picks it up, passes right side. Jamestown with the basketball. This is Steyer who gives it back to Tower. Tower driving in, puts it up, blocked by Gustafson. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld throws it cross court. Stamnis. Stamnis will settle things down. Stamnis comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Gustafson. Throws it into the corner. Stamnis. Stamnis cut off. Tries to pass it off to Albrecht, and it's taken away by the Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball. And Jamestown comes across the timeline. Here comes Josephson downhill, and Josephson able to get a little separation with a dip of the shoulder and then gets the shot to go. She's got 13 with a free throw pending as she's fouled in the act of shooting. Foul called against Feenstra. That's number one on her. 42-34, Jamestown with an opportunity to retake a 9-point lead. Defenders as close as 6. Now they're down 8. Josephson, free throw is up and good. So Josephson makes the free throw. She's got 14, and the defenders trail 43-34. Right side, Nielsen. Nielsen, three from the wing, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jamestown. Josephson gets it up the left-hand side over to Tower. Tower on the wing. Tower to Josephson. Josephson, left side, Store. Store throws it back over to Josephson. 15 to shoot, throws it into the corner. This is Hickman. Hickman with the basketball. Hickman comes back over to Tower. Tower with the ball. Tower with the right hand at the free throw line. Comes back, right side, Store. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. Dort trailing by 9, 43-34. Pass, left side, Beckman, three on the way, missed it, short, no good. Rebound back to Verbeek. Verbeek to Beckman. Beckman with it on the left side. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Puts it up and a foul on the play called against Josephson. That's number three on her. Bailey Beckman will go to the free throw line. She's got 9 points, all on threes. She's averaging 12.7 points per game. An opportunity for Dort to cut the lead down to 7. Be nice if they could get it down to 4 or 5 by the end of the period. Free throw on the way for Beckman is up, and Bailey's free throw is good. She's got 10. She and Verbeek have 10 each. Another one on the way. This one's up and good as well. 43-36. Beckman makes both free throws. Jimmy's for the basketball. Jamestown, they go. Left elbow, Radikowski. Radikowski looking for the throw down low to Josephson instead. Josephson pops out to the corner. 15 to shoot. Looking for the backdoor cut. We've got a timeout on the floor. Card called by Jamestown. With 2:04 remaining in the third period, Jamestown will use a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this.
The great
Jamestown basketball with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Jamestown leads by 7. 43-36. Throwing the ball in will be DeMars. DeMars looking in, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. And we need to get a correction on who that foul was called on. They called it on 11. Should have been on Radikowski. That's her fourth. So Radikowski is whistled for her fourth personal foul, and the defenders down by 7. Made basket gets them as close as they've been in a while. Since at least the beginning of the second quarter. Right side it goes, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, right wing. Comes back left side, Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball, Gustafson. Gustafson back to Nielsen, Macy with it. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Gustafson, pull-up jumper, free throw line, banks it, no good. And the rebound taken away by the defenders and Josephson. Josephson up the floor, DeMars. DeMars with her team up by 7, an opportunity to extend the lead. Left side pass, it goes into the corner. Cut off, back out front. Josephson into the lane. Kick out pass, straight on three, missed, no good. Rebound Gustafson, outlets to Beckman. Dort will try to get in transition, they're unable to do so. Beckman with the basketball, right side it goes Chmielewski. Chmielewski with it, Chmielewski looking for the feed down low, goes to Gustafson. Gustafson back over to Nielsen, Nielsen to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman short corner, Verbeek baseline jumper, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Jimmies. Under a minute to go in the quarter. DeMars with the basketball. DeMars back out front. Josephson. Josephson with it. 43-36. Jamestown with a 7-point lead. 15 on the shot clock. They reverse it left side. Savala. Now Josephson. Josephson kicks it back out. 5 to shoot. Driving in and a travel violation called on the Jimmies and number 33, Corey Hickman. And the defenders with 29.6 seconds on the game clock will have possession with the length of the floor in front of them. Looks like the possession arrow is for Jamestown as well, so not a big chance at a swing, but if the defenders could score here. This is Gustafson. Gustafson, backdoor cut. Chmielewski can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown up the floor, 10 to shoot. This is Towers. Towers stops. She's got it on the left wing, brings it back to the top of the key. 5 to shoot, now 4. Josephson, free throw line, drives in, puts it up, plucked out of bounds by Verbeek as the clock expires. We've played three quarters. Our score, Jamestown 43, Dort 36. Dort has cut the 14-point halftime advantage in half. See if they can do it again in the fourth quarter. Back with more after the... You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Jamestown with a 7-point lead. Jamestown with the basketball as the fourth quarter begins. DeMars gets the ball inbounded to Tower. Tower back over to DeMars. DeMars spins it left side. Nothing there. Dort looks like man-to-man defense. Well, no, they're matching up out of his zone. Gustafson reaches in, swipes it away, and knocks it out of bounds. It will be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown throwing the ball in will be Hannah DeMars. DeMars gets the ball inbounded. Three on the way is up and good for Savala. Savala knocks down her first three of the day. First basket, for that matter. That's a big one. Defenders are down 10. Gustafson with it. Reverses it left side. Winterfeld answering three. Misses too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by the Jimmies. Jimmies. Savala gets the ball ahead to Storr. Storr driving in. Storr, nothing there, kicks it out right side, DeMars, Savala back to DeMars, 3, too strong, no good, rebound Gustafson with the basketball, Dort down by 10, Winterfeld with it, 9 minutes to play, right side it goes, Beckman to Feenstra, Gustafson crosses over, her right-handed layup is good. 2-point basket by Gustafson, she's got 11, Dort trails 46-38. Defenders came into the game averaging 73 points per ball game, well below that average so far. Still have 8:45 left in regulation. Another three. That one skips up. No good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gets it away to Beckman up the right sideline. Beckman brings it up to the wing right at the DU cross logo. Comes back to Verbeek. Verbeek, 17-footer, has it blocked. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Jimmies will set the offense. This is Storr. Storr, left side to Tower. Tower with it. Tower throws it into the right corner. Nothing there. Tower comes back right side. They give it up out front to Josephson. Josephson back to Tower. Tower is going to be called for a foul. Offensive foul called against Kaya Tower. That's number 3 on her. So Dort trails by 8. The defenders have the basketball. They've been as close as 6. Pass right side, Stamnis into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra. Swing pass, Beckman. 3 ball. Yes! 3-pointer for Beckman. Her 4th today. She's got 14. And the defenders as close as they've been since the first quarter. Answering is DeMars, and DeMars with a pull-up from about 8. 48-41, defenders down 7. Right side pass, it goes. Feenstra comes back to Stamnis. Gustafson squares up, her 12-footer, no good. And a foul called. No, we've got a conference with the officials. And Erica Feenster is going to be called for the personal. Her 2nd gets called for a foul on the rebound. Jimmies have a 7-point lead and the basketball. Tower with it, right side. Picks up her dribble. Ball deflected in, and it's picked off by Feenstra. Feenster gets it away to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman comes back right side, Stamnis. Stamnis with it on the wing. Stamnis for Feenstra, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. 48-41, Jamestown with a 7-point lead. Defenders on defense. Right side. They go back out front to Josephson. Josephson into the lane. Three-pointer from the right wing, and that's a long three-pointer by Storr. She's got eight. And the defenders trail by 10, 51-41. With it on the left side is Stamnis. Stamnis comes back over to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Left side, Sienna. Sienna, three. Got it. Sienna Stamnis with the three-point basket. She's got six. And the defenders trail by 7, 51-44. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR.
Yes.
Dort trails by 7. They've been as close as 5. That was at 46-41. Now they need to get the ball back with 6:33 remaining. Dort struggled in the second quarter, just could not get their offense going, couldn't get shots to fall. DeMars feeds it inside Radikowski. Radikowski puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Beckman inside. Verbeek able to play the defense. Here's Beckman with a head full of steam, and she is fouled on the play, and she's shaken up. Bailey Beckman shaken up on the play. She initially went to her left knee. Now the trainer attending to her. And Beckman on the floor right now, and Winterfeld will be checking in for her. So we have a timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Beckman is helped off of the floor. Winterfeld will check into the ball game. And Winterfeld will shoot free throws for Beckman. Defenders down by 7, 51-44. Free throw by Winterfeld is up and through. She's a 67% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way for Winterfeld. And that one's good as well. Jordan Winterfeld. 51-46, defenders down 5. 6:10 remaining in the contest. Jamestown with the basketball, DeMars. DeMars with it on the right-hand side. DeMars driving in, puts it up, and gets it to go. DeMars, tough shot, gets it to go, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. 8 points for DeMars. 53-46, pending another free throw for DeMars. DeMars is 2 for 2 so far today. Free throw is up and good. So DeMars with 9. And the defenders trail by 8, 54-46. Stamnis, left side Verbeek. Verbeek into the corner. Comes back to Verbeek. Verbeek is going to be called for a foul. Nope, we have a foul before the shot. So a foul on the play called against Jamestown. And Savalo has whistled for the personal. That's her third. Throwing the ball in will be Stamnis. Gets it into Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Tetzloff to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Back to Stamnis. Stamnis, right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, off balance shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Coming back the other way. A chance to build on the 8-point lead. And we've got a travel violation. Travel violation whistled against Jamestown. So Gustafson checks in. And the defenders trail by 8. Bringing the basketball up. Nielsen, she goes left side over to Stamnis. Stamnis back to Nielsen. Nielsen left side. Stamnis. Gustafson faces up. Now puts the shot up in the lane. Good. Gustafson with a 2-point bucket. She's got 13. Defenders trail by 6, 54-48. Three from the right side is good. A long triple by Hannah DeMars, her first three of the day. And the defenders trail by 9, 57-48. Every time the defenders crawl to within 6 or 7, Jamestown has had an answer this evening. Left side it goes Gustafson, her three answering no. Rebound taken away by Nielsen. Gustafson downhill, crosses over with a left hand, good. Carly Gustafson with 15. Defenders trail by 7, 57-50. Jamestown basketball, and we have a travel violation called on Tower. So Tower whistled for steps. Left side it goes. It comes back out front, Verbeek. Stamnis, three, off the heel, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and we have a foul called on the rebound. So foul called on the rebound against Jamestown. That's going to go on Radikowski. That's her fifth. So Radikowski whistled for the personal foul. Dort down 7. Checking into the game is Emma Storr. And now for Radikowski, it'll be Hickman. So for the Jimmies, it is Tower, Josephson, Storr. Ball gets inbounded to Feenster. Feenster shot no good. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball with 4:16 remaining on the held ball on the rebound. Dort inbounding. They throw it over the top. Verbeek, three, in and out, no good from the right wing, and the rebound is cleared by Storr. Jamestown with a 7-point lead, 4:08 remaining. Pull-up jumper by DeMar, shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Verbeek. Verbeek for the basketball. Dort trails by 7. They've been as close as 4 here in the second half. And a charging foul called on Erica Feenstra. She extends the forearm, driving baseline. Gets whistled for the charge, and the Jimmies will have it back. So the defenders still down 7. They still have time. You might hear Bill Harmson in the background trying to exhort his team on. Driving left-hand spin move by DeMars. DeMars gives to Tower. Tower 3, no good, but a foul on the play called on Nielsen. Nielsen whistled for the personal foul. 3 free throws on the way for Kaya Tower. So Tower fouled in the act of shooting a 3. Her first one is good. She can stretch it out to 10 here. Tower so far tonight 1 for 2. Now 2 for 3. And a third one on the way, trying to make it a 10-point ball game with 3:40 remaining in the game. Free throw is up and good as well. So 3 for 3 for Tower. Those are her first points of the second half. And the defenders trail at 60-50. So Dort's down 10. Starting to run out of time. Feenstra goes left side, Verbeek. Verbeek with it on the wing. Verbeek, right side, Nielsen. Nielsen, Verbeek. Verbeek puts it on the deck. Into the lane. Puts it up. Shot is no good. And she's called for a charge. Ashton Verbeek whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the defenders. Jamestown trying to get above 500 in the G-Pack. Standing 6-6 currently in the league. Got a 10-point lead with 3:19 remaining. So they have the upper hand, obviously, in this one. 3:19 remaining, and now they get the ball inbounded. Right side it goes. This is Savala. Savala, DeMars. DeMars on the wing. DeMars trying to back her way in. Kick out pass. Comes back to Tower. Tower, Josephson. Josephson to Savala. Savala, right side, Storr. Storr, left side, DeMars. DeMars driving in. Off of the glass, good. DeMars with the two-point basket. Dort trails 62-50. Gustafson with it on the wing. Gustafson comes back, right side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, bounce pass, Gustafson. Gustafson, spin move, her left-handed hook is good. She's got 17. Defenders trail 62-252. 2:25 remaining. Dort down 10. It's going to be a tough challenge here. And driving in is Josephson. Josephson charges into Gustafson. And Josephson has called for her fourth personal foul. Gustafson set up outside the charge arc that time. Defenders trail by 10. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Tetzloff goes to Feenstra, short corner. Comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson, Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner. Winterfeld, Feenstra. Feenstra double teamed and it's taken away. Macy Savala with the steal. Savala gets the ball up the floor. They pass it off to Josephson and Jamestown will use time. Jamestown with it out front. Dort trying to apply the defense. And now a foul on the play called against the defenders. Dort has three timeouts remaining, as does Jamestown. So free throws on the way for Tower. Tower, a 55% free throw shooter, but she's 3-for-4 tonight. And so Tower shooting free throws. First one is up, in and out, no good. Another one on the way for Tower. Sophomore, 5'6". She had 10 in the first half. 3 here in the second half. 13 for the ball game. Second free throw on the way for Tower. He is on the way. And that one's in and out, no good as well. Fight for the rebound and clearing it, finally, is Verbeek. Verbeek gets it ahead to Stamnis. Stamnis right side, Nielsen. Nielsen back, right corner. 3 on the way. Good. 3-pointer, Erica Feenster. She's got 5. And the defenders are within 7, 62-55. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Well, good news for the defenders. Bailey Beckman has made her way out of the locker room. Bad news, she's got that knee wrapped with ice. So we will not see her the rest of the night. Hard to say what the prognosis is. Find that out in the coming days. Emma Storr gets the basketball for the Jimmies. Brings it up the floor. Passes it ahead to Tower. Tower with the basketball, and Tower is fouled on the play by Gustafson. Carly Gustafson whistled for her third personal foul. Free throws on the way for Tower. Tower trying to extend the 7-point lead. She's a 55% free throw shooter. She is 3-for-6 today. And if the law of averages holds up, she'll make 1 out of 2 here. She makes the first one. Second free throw on the way for Tower, trying to extend it back to 9 for the difference. 1:20 remaining. This one's up, and that one bounces off of the rim and through. Tower now with 15, and the defenders trail by 9, 64-55. Gustafson, the trailer, comes back to Nielsen. Nielsen, 3, missed it, no good off the bottom of the backboard. And a foul on the rebound immediately. Josephson will walk the other way and shoot free throws as she was fouled. After securing the rebound, the foul goes on Verbeek. And for Ashton Verbeek, that is number 3 tonight. ...64-55... Jamestown with a lead, 69 seconds remaining. First one by Josephson is good. A second free throw on the way. This one really decided in the second quarter when Jamestown extended the lead to 14. Josephson makes both free throws. She's got 16. Erica Feenstra from the corner, her 3, no good. Gustafson dribbles it out. Left side it goes for Verbeek. Verbeek tries to throw it through traffic. Ball's down on the floor. And we've got a foul called on the defenders, and it doesn't appear that It's in the cards this evening for the defenders. That's foul number 5 on Erica Feenstra. So Feenstra will foul out and be disqualified with 54 seconds remaining. Shemileski will check into the game for the defenders. Emma Storr will check out and will go to the free throw line. And Storr now with 9 points as she makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming, and she makes that one as well. 68-55. 10 points for Storr. Dort down 13. Winterfeld tries to thread the needle to Gustafson. Ball's kicked by the Jimmies. And the defenders will throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Get the ball inbounded. Gustafson in the corner. 50 seconds remaining. Straight on three by Verbeek is good. Ashton now with 13. But the defenders trail by 10. 68-58 with 44.8 seconds remaining. Full length timeout. Back with more in a moment. 68-58. And the Jimmies will call a timeout. And they will extend. They will take another timeout, and they will actually advance the basketball to the front court with 44.8 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, the defenders have trailed at each quarter break, 19-15 at the end of the first quarter, 36-22 at the end of the half, 43-36. They got the lead actually down to 6 at one point in the third quarter, trailed by 7 at the quarter break. And then in the fourth quarter, the defenders within 46-41. And I believe that was as close as they would get. Jimmies get the ball inbounded. Kaya Tower gets the ball. And she'll shoot two more free throws as she's fouled immediately. She is 5 of 7 so far in the fourth quarter. All of her free throws made coming in the fourth period. Free throw is up. No good by Tower. A second free throw on the way. 43 seconds remaining. And this one is up and good. So Tower makes 1 of 2. Defenders trail 69-58. Timeout, defenders. They'll advance the basketball when we resume play right after this. Dort basketball after the timeout. They get it in to Verbeek. Verbeek turn around in the lane. 10-footer, no good. Defenders down 11. Jamestown up the floor. They get it to Tower. Tower to DeMars. And with 25 seconds remaining, the defenders will concede. They will not play the foul game any longer. They're out of timeouts as well. Backing it out to midcourt is DeMars. DeMars, 10 seconds remaining. And we'll have a shot clock violation here. And the defenders will have it back. And they'll reset the clock to about 5 seconds. Really a little consequence at this point. And they'll get it reset. Dort will inbound, and that'll be it. Jamestown is going to win and improve to 7-6 in the league. Winterfeld takes it across half court, and that's the ball game. Our final, Jamestown leads it almost start to finish, 69-58, the final. Dort falls to 9-5 in the league, 10-7 overall. Jamestown 6-7 and 9-7. Stay tuned. The Wireless World post-game wrap is up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort defenders on the short end of a 69-58 decision this evening. In Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play, Jamestown grabbed the lead early in this one, taking the lead for good at 14-13. The defenders trailed 19-15 at the end of the first quarter. Jamestown put together an 8-0 run spanning the end of the first quarter into the second quarter. Jamestown got up by 10, 25-15, led by 14 at the half, 36-22. The defenders got within 7 to start the second half at 40-31, and were down 40-34. That is as close as they would get in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, the defenders within 5 at 51-46, but could never convert that big basket that would get them closer and put some real pressure on the Jimmies. And the Jimmies were able to play with a multi-possession lead the entire second half and go on to win it 69-58. Jamestown tonight, 23 of 59 from the floor, 39%, 5 for 16 on threes, 31%, 18 of 22 from the free throw line, 82%. For the defenders, 20 of 61 from the floor, 33%, 11 of 32 from the three-point line, 34%. 7 of 10 from the free throw line for 70%. Jamestown had a 42-37 rebounding advantage. Dort had 20 turnovers. Jamestown had 18. Individually for Dort, they were led off of the bench by Carly Gustafson with 17 points. Ashton Verbeek had 13 points. 14 for Bailey Beckman, but she left in the second half with a knee injury. She did return to the bench, but at that point she had her knee wrapped with ice. 6 points for Sienna Stamnis, 5 for Erica Feenstra, 2 for Jordan Winterfeld, 1 for Maya Shimolaski. Ashton Verbeek with 11 rebounds to lead the defenders, 6 for Erica Feenstra, 6 for Carly Gustafson. 3 assists for Jordan Winterfeld and 3 for Carly Gustafson as well. 2 steals for Bailey Tetzloff in 14 minutes of play. For the Jimmies, very balanced scoring, and the players we expected to be a handful were Kaya Tower, 16 points. She had 10 in the first half. 14 points for Hannah DeMars. 16 for Noelle Josephson, 10 for Emma Storr, 8 for Audrey Radikowski. 3 for Macy Savala, and 2 for Corey Hickman, for their total of 69. Noelle Josephson, 7 rebounds. Audrey Radikowski with 6. 6 for Emma Storr, 4 each for Hickman, Savala, and DeMars. 3 steals for Hannah DeMars to lead them in 36 minutes of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and Coach Bill Harmson has made his way to the scorer's table. And Coach Harmson, I said during the pregame that the strength of this Jamestown team was their guard play. And in order to have a chance to win this game, you got to find a way to slow that guard play down. And for much of the first half, it was a challenge to get to keep those guards from getting into the lane and creating some offense for the Jimmies.
It certainly was, Mike. And that was a scouting report going in, and we knew what we had to do, and we had a hard time executing that tonight. And they have one of the best guard courts in the league, but I kind of think we do too. And they got the best of us tonight.
A few earmarks for your team this year has been, you don't always shoot it great, but you're around 40%. But usually you're rebounding and you're limiting teams defensively. And the rebounding piece of it, I guess that's the part that surprised me the most, was how well Jamestown was able to compete on the boards and keep you from getting those second and third shots tonight.
They did. And I can't wait to watch the tape, because we did an awful lot of spectating too, Mike. And those are things that, you know, you try and take pride in, and you kind of hang your hat on getting those extra possessions every game. And tonight we just weren't able to do that, so let's tip our hat to Jamestown for a great scouting report and a great effort.
Carly Gustafson continued her strong play, 17 points off of the bench. Then you got 14 from Bailey Beckman. Problem was, you ended up playing much of the fourth quarter without Bailey. She finally got that outside shooting to go, and you were hoping that maybe that could help carry you back, but yeah. You had to go without her in the fourth quarter.
We did, and Bailey went down with a little knee injury. We're not sure the extent of it yet. Just asked Defender Nation to lift her up in prayer, because that's a tough thing when you're a college basketball player, and it's a tough thing for her friends and her teammates, right? To see her go down, and when kids grab their ankle, you go, okay, you know, it's an ankle. When you see kids grab the knee, then all of a sudden you get a little bit more shook. And I think that impacted our team, too, a little bit, Mike, because everybody loves each other and cares for each other. And we certainly, covet prayers for Bailey during this time.
Hastings on Saturday, and Hastings, no slouch, obviously gave you a challenge here before the Christmas break, and we expect nothing different when you take that trip on Saturday.
Man, they certainly did, and, you know, it's such a quick turnaround now, right, with Jamestown playing on Thursday instead of Wednesday. So I just expressed to our team, you know, we can't hang our head here. We got to go get a good night's rest, have our second great day of class tomorrow. Have a great practice, recover our bodies, recover our minds, and then we got to get ready for a great practice and a 4.5-hour bus trip to play a really good team on the road. So it doesn't get any easier in the G-Pack, and I think our team will be up to the challenge. And so we're looking forward to the opportunity again. You know, our seniors only have 8 games left in a Dort uniform, and we're heading downhill really fast to the end of the season. So we're trying to take heart every game that we have, every moment that we have together, and find that joy in playing the game we love.
Coach Harmson, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Bill Harmson, and that's going to do it for the women's portion of our broadcast this evening. The Dort Defenders on the short end of a 69-58 decision. What does that do to the conference standings, you ask? That is really taking on significant shape here in the middle of January. Morningside is 12-1. Concordia is 11-4. Briarcliff is 10-4. The Defenders are 9-5. Northwestern is 8-5. Midland is 9-6. Dakota Wesleyan is 7-6. Jamestown also 7-6. Hastings 4-9. Doan 2-12. Mount Marty 1-12. College of St. Mary is 0-10. GPAC play this weekend. Big one in Seward. Morningside at Concordia. Northwestern's at Doan. Midland is at Briarcliff. That's a big one as well. Jamestown is at the College of St. Mary. And the Dort Defenders are on the road taking on the Hastings College Broncos. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a men's contest. Set the table for that right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR.